Hello and welcome to the Caffeine and Sensu Beans podcast, where three friends talk about the most relevant anime topics of today. We cover everything from anime news to the latest anime shows, and from time to time we'll sprinkle in some more vintage anime for old time's sake. We love exploring the anime genre, we love giving our takes on different anime shows or different anime news. However, the most important piece in all of this are the listeners. So, please, please, please reach out to us on our Instagram at CSBpod or on our TikTok at CSBpodcast and interact with us. Let us know what your favorite anime is or what anime you're watching or what manga you're reading or anything that you'd like us to talk about. Please, please, please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. And with that, we'll head right on into the episode. So let's see. Noteworthy news for the week. Nothing too cray. Avatar The Last Airbender beats One Piece in debut on Netflix.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
That's crazy. I mean, dude, I heard Avatar
People The Last Airbender. People have been sleeping on Avatar The Last Airbender. Like, that fandom, like, I feel like a lot of people knock it just because it's not Japanese-made animated.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of gatekeeping that happens.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it was good? You watched it?
Oh, yeah. I watched it growing up.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Not the new debut, whatever.
The live action.
Yeah, I haven't watched the live action.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, it was good, dude. Like, growing up, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought it was anime growing up this whole time. Even though it was, I think when I was growing up, it was being aired on Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, so I thought it was anime the entire time.
Back then I did too, of course.
Yeah, I really liked it. And sure, okay, it's not anime because I don't know. Is the source material a manga or some type of
comic? I don't think so. It's just American made. I don't know if it had prior source material than the show, but possibly. I'd have to try.
Yeah. Nah, to your point, the fandom for Avatar is pretty crazy. I also think it got a push from One Piece in the sense that everyone talked about how good the Netflix adaptation was, the live action. Mm-hmm. So people probably thought, oh, this is going to be the new trend. Like, live action is going to be really good. Or they're going to be better than they were in the past. And maybe that is the case. But I don't know, man. So it's done better. It's gotten better numbers. But as far as viewership. But I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard people not enjoy it, to be honest. Mm. So it's a bit, yeah.
Yeah, maybe hit or miss for some people. About, live actions.
Yeah, for sure. You have to be.
I guess it's, yeah, either a hit or a miss. There's no in between.
No, they can't be with that. All right. Another thing that seems noteworthy is Junichi Suwabe. So the voice actor of Sukuna in JJK. He's going to be voice acting in Solo Leveling, and he's going to be the voice actor to Hwang Dong-soo. That's mm-hmm. Obviously the brother of, what's his name?
Dong-suk.
Dong-suk, yeah, dude that was taken out by Jin-woo.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that speaks to how big this anime may actually be, like how big the show may actually be, the series.
The VAs they're getting on the roster.
Yeah, for sure. Because
While I was watching the, and we'll talk about this more, but I kind of asked myself, how big is this anime really? You know, like,
I think I saw it has like 200 chapters so far. Wow. I don't know what that translates to in volumes or episodes, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think that's around what I saw.
So I'll
check again.
Yeah. So that's that. That's that.
Oh yeah, and there's rumors there's going to be 6 seasons.
So see, that's crazy. That's something I also wanted to discuss. Once we kind of give our thoughts on these last two episodes and also the season as a whole. Mm-hmm. So the last time we checked in, we had watched up to episode 10. We still needed to watch 11 and obviously 12 that just came out yesterday. It's officially done, this the first season of Solo Leveling. Before we talk about the season as a whole and kind of what the show has presented in its first season, what'd you think about episode 11 and 12? Which one did you like more? Anything that stood out to you?
I like them both pretty equally. I mean, they're both really good, I feel like. The action in 11 was really nice. And yeah, just the direction they're taking it in. Like, we're learning more about, like, what is a player? What is the player in this whole show? What does that mean? You know, like, in these episodes, we learned about, you know,
that's only change. Relevant to Jinwoo, though, right?
Right, as far as we know.
Oh, do you think that's relevant to other characters?
It's possible. I mean, Paul mentioned it once before, you know, that you know, he might not be the only one with this type of reawakening, like and even if this is a reawakening, you know, to be called that, but yeah, it's possible. I mean, we don't know. I mean, I think Paul has a theory on that, but
yeah, I mean,
you touched on it on the show yesterday too.
Mm-hmm.
The chief. Well, I mean, I can see that now.
He did. I mean, he hinted at it, right? Saying like there could be one being born right this very second, something like that, right? Obviously, yeah, that's not word for word.
No,
and it's funny because
what he said.
What was crazy when that happened, like in that particular scene, and we're kind of going to jump around because it's two episodes. There was a lot that happened. But when he says that, I love that. That scene where the sun is rising, and the chief is kind of, he's explaining, you know, the reawakening, and like there could be another one of these, like born today, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it transitions to Jinwoo, but in the silhouette of Ygritte. I think that's his name, right? Ygritte, the blood red, something like Ygris, that. Right?
I think.
Ygris? Okay.
I think that was
so name. In his silhouette, and then it like. It's like molded to Jinwoo, and then it finally, you know, fully pans out to Jinwoo. I thought that was just like a sweet shot. Like I love
so
seeing
many
that.
Badass shots. Like, okay, so in episode like 11, when he's facing the, you know, the Red Knight, he gets to a point where he's like, okay, I'm not going to win with weapons, you know, so he throws his weapon aside, and then the knight also does the same thing.
Yeah, like a bad
honorable match.
Yep.
And I was like, oh shit. And yeah, just the fight scenes in that episode were crazy.
Crazy. Like, when I saw so I saw leaked images of episode 11, and I saw Ygris like battle armor, but you couldn't really tell what it was because it was covered in shadows for the most part. So you could just see like a hint of red and then the silhouette of Ygris's armor.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, this dude's gonna be a bad motherfucker. And sure enough, like, I knew when I was watching it, I'm like, Paul is loving this dude, Ygris. Paul, tell us what you thought about 11 and 12.
That's kind of what you're saying. I think Igor's might have been a previous player or something.
No, that'd be crazy.
They touched on it again, like when that moment with the chief, and he's like, "Oh, he was still waiting for
the
loyal one," and then it transitions immediately to Igris waiting for the king, the empty seat of the king, which is probably a foreshadow for
Jinwoo.
Most likely. See, we also see him evolve in these two episodes, quite literally.
Yeah, from his job change.
Levels up, right?
Mm-hmm. He got a class change. Yeah. That was sick.
But it also,
and he got a hidden class too.
But these episodes really touched on him possibly being something more, like something starting with the gods. Because the knights were looking down, just like he said it.
I like that part of that of 12 where he's, again, you know, when he's in these situations where he's about to die, like, now he's seeing like a different version of himself, kind of like Bleach a little bit, you know? And then he talks about himself as if it's someone else, you know? And I wonder if that ties into, you know, how he's been feeling, you know, in like prior episodes where he mentions like, you know, oh, I feel myself, you know, slipping away or losing a little bit of myself here and there. And then, and then he even mentions in that episode, like, I'm looking forward to the next time I confront this other him or whatever. I thought that was really interesting too.
That's a slippery. Yeah, that's interesting because his old self feels so distant, right? And it feels like two different people at this point. I mean, he even says it in that exchange, right, where he says like, wow, this dude's taller, he's stronger, he even looks better, he's just like more handsome now, he's him. So
but now his past self is also attacking
him. Is he slipping into an abyss? Like,
but I'm wondering if that's like he's seeing these visuals because of the system or whatever. Like, they even in this like screenshot,
well, the system's like a
you
person
can't see it, but it, yeah, exactly. So it says, like, it seems they don't want you to die just yet.
No, it's for it's for sure someone controlling it. It's, like, the same concept with, like, that show I showed you, BJ. That's the only reason I'm tying it together, because it's similar. I watch a lot of isekai. So, like, it helps a little bit.
So
like,
this is an isekai.
Yes and no. That's the thing. That's why I like it. It is, but it isn't.
Continue. Depending on how I didn't mean to interrupt.
Like, BJ, in the words of famous BJ, one of our friends, if you want to get technical, even.
Right?
It's not an isekai yet.
Explain the technicality. This is kind of a reverse isekai a little bit, because
kind of
other world comes to your real world.
Yeah, but it needs a new name, right? We need to regender this.
I wonder if it's because it's also like a manhwa, right? And maybe manhwa's
even more so. Like, blows my mind. It's a fucking webtoon. It was a webtoon. Webtoon carving.
Yeah.
Before it became a manhwa. Before it became a manga.
Before it was a webtoon, it was actually a web novel. And that's it came out in 2016, which is crazy.
That's what I was telling you guys. Remember, like, I thought I saw it. Like, I remember reading it. Like, not reading it, but looking into it. Because it looked okay. But they really did a better job. Like, I wish I got to. Because it was a little
cartoony. Fleshed it out, for sure.
It was a little cartoony. Right, right. So I really wasn't like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, oh, that's potential. I never would imagine it becoming a manhwa and like, becoming what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And props to those people, dude. Honestly, like, I appreciate the recruiters.
They took a vision, something that was so simple, and they fleshed it out and turned it into this mammoth of a show.
Oh, real quick, before I forget,
it's really impressive. Go on.
One of my recommendations from something fresh like that is Shangri-La Frontier.
I see that every time I log on to Crunchyroll.
It's good, bro.
Every time I open it up,
it's a good gamer anime. Really. It's a really good gamer anime. It's very simple. It's not that deep. It's just a dude trying to beat a game the best of his ability. Kind of reminds me of BJ. You know, he's this one guy who will like he'll beat the trash game and then perfect it and then get everything out of it and then fucking and then show it off to everybody. Like, bitch, take these nuts. Look at these big old nuts.
Damn. Like that.
Essentially. Yeah. If given the chance, yes. But only to those that deserve it. He doesn't just go fucking teabagging the world. Only those that deserve it.
Damn. Respect. So there's some type of more like a code
Toxic wouldn't be like you're just doing it just for the fuck of it. When you're fighting back, when you're defending yourself against other bullies, you're just standing up against bullies with their own medicine. That's the way I look at it.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Like toxic would be like you're just doing it on your own for your own pleasure. And like, you know, when you want to get technical, you go back to player killers. I think those guys would be considered toxic in the gaming community. Any player killer is really annoying. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing that a lot in the game that I was playing, Helldivers. Like, that's a team game.
And everyone loves that fucking game, dude. That game's like blown up. I mean, I want to bring it back.
This is what I've been waiting for. Like, an online game where the online community is playing some kind of hard AI. And, like...
Yeah
my brother loves that game.
Exactly. We talked about this, BJ. Like, Halo Wars could have been that, but they fucked it. I like those little games, but they should have not have made it Halo Wars. They should have just done it like you said, BJ. Like, just a fucking massive MMO where everyone can play together. Not just little teams.
Yeah. It's got an insane player count, dude. Like, the only one that doesn't compare, like, it can't compare to is Fortnite, obviously, because they're on a different scale.
Fortnite,
you know, they average like 2.5 million
epitome of
player counts.
I'm gonna take your idea, make it mine, outcapitalize you on it, and then when you try to sue me, I say fuck you. the gaming developers, directly separated from PUBG. And took the exact same format, concept, game, data, and just made Fortnite. Made it more cartoony.
They made it better, though.
I personally like PUBG better, but...
Yeah.
But that's because people don't like... That's for, like, hardcore gamers. Like, PUBG takes into actual... I forgot the word. But the curvation of the earth.
Strategy. Oh, okay. I see. Wow, well, the shot.
The shot will drift like
a certain, sniper would.
Like, you actually have to know how to shoot a gun and the drop in the distance, or else you're never going to hit. Like, it's really hard to hit.
Right.
And Fortnite, it's cool, but it's more fast paced. It's action. Like, it's very high adrenaline. Mm. Versus PUBG is more like for the hunter. Like, you're going to, you can be hunting, you'd be waiting, and it won't be shit sometimes, honestly. And that can be kind of boring. But, like, when you get that shot, in that moment, it feels like you got your prey. You know, like, there's right here. And then that person guy's all pissed. Like,
so in relation to games, I like that about solo leveling because we got to see like the class change here. In this last two episodes,
I think that's like the best.
And also the weight of the armor, how he acknowledges that with Igris, like, look, Igris has hit this fucking armor, and look how easily he moves. Because he has to use a little bit of armor because he's like, I don't want it to drag me down.
Right.
I think he only took the headpiece. I think.
No, I remember
he put. He put. Yeah, he put.
That's what he was able to block the parry.
Yeah.
Oh no! I thought he meant took from Igris, like took his armor. I thought he only took his helmet.
I think that's the only drop you got, right?
Yeah, that was the S drop or whatever.
And that blade, the Night Killer blade. Oh no, he bought that.
Yeah, the Night Killer blade.
So I like how they gamify it like that. Like, you can put on armor. It's gonna boost your stats. You know, maybe give you a passive ability.
It's invisible, like typically is.
Right.
And not even the old spike. Final Fantasy VII, you can barely tell you got the ultimate weapon.
And he's like, RPG player now, I feel like.
That's what it is.
Yeah. When you're walking around, just real quick. I meant like when you're walking around.
You can't tell.
You can't tell. Yeah. And when you're fighting,
Here and it's like, it's gone. Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I like.
I did like that touch, BJ. It's very much like it just gives you that fucking in-game feeling, but the story's just fucking good.
But yeah, I like how he's like thinking more like of an RPG player. Like he's playing into that player role where he, in that episode in 12, when he went to the penalty zone, he's like, okay, well, I can't use my potions or whatever. So if I just level up, I'll get all my HP back. And so he's thinking in terms of like, I'm a player and I'm trying to game the system and this is how I'm going to do it.
Similar concept to Strangle the Frontier, but obviously one's serious, one's gaming. But touching on that note right there, I might be confusing it myself. I don't remember if I was watching it, but did they kind of touch on him going back with the healer in this episode?
Well, the healer just showed up briefly, but that was when they were all mocking him, when he was facing his internal self. They were like, you should just give up. You know, he was seeing flashbacks of people like telling him, "You've done enough." You know.
Okay, so I confused.
Let the big dogs, you know, handle it.
No, I definitely confused. No, but I definitely feel like now he's like, remember? I don't remember if it was this episode or two episodes ago, but when he went on the walk with the healer and she was like, "I'm gonna retire, but if you need me, I'm gonna be there for you."
Oh yeah, I remember that.
What about that?
So and now he has all these necromancy abilities. So he's really not level. So right. He's not solo leveling no more. He's becoming like something more.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. So, and he rose Idris from, or he took his shadow or soul or whatever.
Yeah, that was fucking epic.
That was badass. That was... When he was like, he tried it twice. He's like, "Look, you can stay here guarding this, you know, empty throne room, or you can follow me, you know, and I'll lead you to glory," that kind of thing. I thought that was
the best part
too.
of the whole, these last two episodes was that final scene when he's assembling a. I thought he was going to fight the army of shadows. I didn't know he was going to assemble an army of shadows.
I'm telling you, I think he is that guy.
And then I like how he's like playing into his limitations. Like he knows, like, okay, I can't just raise Igris and then have all of these, you know, little minions. Like I have to do a trade off. I have to, you know, release like 10 or 11 of these to count for one Igris, you know.
But it didn't explain his ability, right? That's why, like, where did he just figure that out?
I think he was figuring. Well, he mentioned
He mentioned like there was a max.
Like that. Yeah, like he could see. I think the system gives him notifications about like what the. Oh yeah, yeah. It says like shadow stored is like 20. So
levels up.
And then I guess Igris counts as like 11 of them or whatever. So it's like he's playing into the game, you know, and its mechanics, which is interesting.
I like that.
Yeah, dude, him. That final scene when like he's assembling an army, one, they look badass as well. Two, this I think debunks our theory. I'm not gonna say who came up with it, but that he's gonna have his own guild. I don't think he is. I don't think he's gonna assemble a guild.
No, I think he's gonna.
Like
have
he's his too strong to be not part even, of that.
He clearly has his own squad going already.
Yeah, he asked with Juhi, you know.
He even said it today. I mean, not today. Yesterday, he said it yesterday. He's like, "I'm not solo leveling anymore."
Mm-hmm.
That confirms.
That's right. Yeah, because he's got an army.
I guess. I mean, you're kind of right in that aspect where he's forming.
I never said he was
his own
be, like,
little group.
Remember, guys. I didn't say that he was going to form his own guild. I said he was going to be like a pseudo team where he's going to have people helping him, but he's still going to kind of do it on his own.
Hmm.
Which is what he's been doing.
I see.
True, like, of course he was going to do things on his own to a degree because he's so much stronger than everyone. I didn't see this coming, like him assembling an army. I thought... No, you didn't! You definitely didn't see this coming.
Oh, you should go back a couple episodes, everybody. Call Irvin out. Call Irvin out.
You got some good things. I like the...
Just like when I beat him in FIFA. Just like when I beat him in FIFA. He's never going to admit it. He's going to take that loss. And I'm never going to play him again because I'm going to keep that dub.
Dude, I got an interesting story about FIFA. We could talk about it afterwards. After this, like towards the end. But I don't know. Like I like the theory you've got that Igris can be the spirit or something.
I think
he's
one of the fallen.
It's like a summoning.
I think people who died in the island become a pseudo boss.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about that. But what you kind of hinted that maybe he may be like the Jinwoo of the past, like in a way.
I think he's the guy that Chairman was talking about. He lost his homeboy. He doesn't really know if he's dead or not.
Oh, that'd be insane.
I think that's his partner. Like he's the second strongest.
He's got the red hair, right? So like when the red hair comes, when the red hair and the cape come out at the end.
That's what I'm saying, dog. And all these other people, like look at them, and then they transition into the red squad, and like oh the bugs, and that's when I say the bugs are evolving. They all have wearing red. Some of them were wearing capes. And like he
so
was,
I didn't
like,
want
he was
get
like the leader of the clan or something, of the guild.
Well, yeah, Redhair is definitely leader of the guild.
No, my bad. I mean, like, Igris was the leader of the guild. And like, Redhair is the one that took over. That's why they have PTSD, because they lost their main guy dying, probably defending them or fighting them off.
Well, so Jinwoo's story is sick. Like, his whole journey is really cool to watch. And it's badass, him assembling that. An army of shadows. But the story that's running in parallel to his, which is this whole Jeju Island objective, I'm still not too clear on that. I don't know.
It seems like that was just a really big dungeon break that got out of hand, and now it's like a quarantine zone. Like,
they're embarking on it again, yeah, though, right? I mean, they're
probably to try and wrap it up, but I guess over time, it, based on what we're seeing, that monsters are evolving over time.
It feels like it's supposed to be very epic. All right, like this Jeju Island raid.
It's probably going to be peak of the next season, I imagine.
Yeah, like Chimera and Dark, but for solo leveling.
Okay.
I mean, they're starting to evolve, so it makes sense. Like, before, prison breaks were dangerous because they were in civilization. They were in cities. This was contained in an island, and the animals were, or bugs, whatever the fuck they are, weren't able to leave it. So they were like, all right, it's contained.
Yes.
Versus, we need to clear up the city before they eradicate us.
Right.
So they're trying to control that, and they're like, oh shit, they're making zero progress, and all they can really do is scout. And that's why he reported to the chairman. It's like, hey, we may need you. Type of deal again to come back. Like, the chairman might make a comeback.
That'd be badass.
But he's gonna die. What? Well, he said in himself.
Jinwoo's gonna die then?
No, not Jinwoo. Just the chairman. Because I feel like the chairman in his prime.
I thought you said they were both the same person, though.
I thought they were, but not anymore. Like, after this episode.
Oh, okay.
I thought that he was. The fact that they evolved kind of made it seem like, oh, we're not in the past anymore. Just modernized it a little bit for me. We're living in present time. The second one for me was the fact that he said, you know, he keeps going back to, like, I'm not the same guy I was before. And that's why he doesn't go to the field. He's still strong, but he looks like he's losing power or something.
He might be
probably just losing his edge. Yeah.
Maybe, but he is older. He is older. It's inevitable you lose power as you get older.
He's scarred up too. Like, you see him, he looks like he's been through it.
He's been doing it.
No.
I don't know. It's really tricky because it says you don't get weaker, but it does seem like he's kind of suggesting.
He did say that. He's like, you don't get weaker, you don't get stronger.
But he's also kind of suggesting that he got weaker. So it's
mentally,
weird.
He's just, like BJ said, maybe he's lost his edge. He doesn't have that killer instinct anymore.
Maybe he goes around.
I mean, I think he still has all his powers. He's just rusty.
Yeah,
probably rusty.
Oh, that makes sense.
Maybe he makes a comeback in the next season. But I definitely feel it wasn't as epic, that particular storyline. There was kind of three storylines that are running. Obviously, the main one is Jinwoo. Then you have Jinwoo's like sister and his, you know, his mom. Then you've got Jinho's whole arc. Then you've got this Jeju Island thing. And you also have Hwang Deok-soo, right? He's going to obviously avenge his brother. The two biggest ones felt like the Jeju Island one and the... hold on, guys.
Yeah, Jeju Island was pretty fun. Pretty big porn right there, but...
Mm-hmm.
And then Igu's joining him up. Were the big points for me in this episode.
Yeah, that one's definitely going to be a big point of the next season, I feel like. Because they're hyping it up.
They have the passive hint of them evolving, so obviously they're going to have to either eradicate Jinju Island, or Jinju is going to come to them. One or the other.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to it, though. They're going to Jeju Island, right?
So... No, they just want to go scout. No, they finished the scouting mission, and they found that they're in more deep trouble because they started to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh...
So that's when they came back right away. They're like, they found, like, they didn't have to go any further to figure out that shit's getting real.
Yeah.
So, okay. Episode 11 and 12, they were really good. The season finished on a high, especially, like, literally that last scene was so good.
It was alright. Mm-hmm. It was okay. I think I was just expecting a little bit, something more epic for season finale, but it was pretty, it was good. More. I liked how it closed it.
It ended on a high note for me.
Good.
I agree. I thought it could have ended also when he was about to get whacked at the end of episode 11. And as soon as he's about to get whacked, it goes black. And his, like, other self says, like, it doesn't want you to die just yet. Or something like that. Or the system or the game. Whatever. He says, like, it doesn't want you to die just yet. I thought it could have ended there too. But that would have been like a cliffhanger. Some people don't particularly like that. So I think us seeing him get this new... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys. I think I fall there. Yeah. That's my niche. Yeah. But I don't have a problem with it when it's okay. Like, it wasn't, it just wasn't like on a high for me. It was like, it was a decent first scene. It was cool.
Right. So now that it's over, though,
one thing before you go into there, like, when he started, I had to rewatch it again, but when he was going through 12, you can kind of see like the faces, the face of the fucking gods when he's like transforming.
When he's turning into
the necromancer class,
I feel like that's true, or is that what I saw in the trailer for season 2?
Maybe I might be confusing it right there too, but like, I like the comparison they're doing. I'm telling you, like the blue army versus red army, like they turn from red to blue. Mm-hmm. Like there's something there. He's a shadow monarch. They're like, there you go. No, that's what I meant. Like he's a shadow monarch. A monarch is like
a shadow monarch.
Class. But being a monarch means you're someone of
Right, he's like he's royalty. He's like a
leveling his class.
He's a freaking king. Royalty, right?
That's my point. Like I think he's becoming into this deity, like whatever they became. Like now he's an official guardian of these deities or whatever, the monarch of this fucking religion.
Well, what monarchy is he? Is he protecting?
I don't know. You need to learn these deities, these faces, these fucking statues, wherever they are.
That's an interesting way to tie those two together.
No, it's the way they, it's how he got his powers.
Well,
we're still not clear on that, right? I mean,
we're not entirely clear. Like, why was the necromancer class chosen for him?
No, not that.
Like, he could have easily been.
They kept pushing it on him too.
No, not that. Yeah. Just this quest itself. The entirety of Solo Leveling was him, the premise of him meeting these deities in the extra dungeon, that he's the only one to survive the ritual, the only one to get this type of reawakening.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were meaning like this episode specifically, like how, how it ties together.
In a bigger scale. But I mean, yeah, I think that's how the episode ties to me together with the season in entirety. Like, I feel like these people, he's this army, this thing, whatever, is trying to build up something, but there's probably going to be like a war of some type, or there is a war going on, maybe, that we don't know about.
There's definitely
going to
be a war. I think the fact that he's assembling an army means there's going to be a war. I think he's going to degenerate also. I think him getting this strong is going to muddy his vision on what he believes to be good and evil.
I mean, they keep doing a lot of foreshadowing, like, you know, as I'm rewatching right now, like, they show him a lot with the throne right behind him. He's not there yet, but there's thrones like directly right behind him.
Yeah.
It's a lot of imagery on that.
And it's like he's almost playing in this whole different domain. Like it doesn't even, what he's doing isn't applicable to the hunter like world structure, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of what it feels like. He's just surpassing it. You're right. Like he is becoming a deity. Anyways, season 1 over, 12 episodes, brand new anime. I'm sure, Paul, you said it was kind of somewhat on your radar back in the day, but you really didn't give it much attention. For the most part, this was something we just kind of, we heard about the buzz, and we picked it up, we watched it. So, as a whole, what did you guys like about the first season, and what did you not like about it?
In one word, peak.
Nah, just go ahead, diverge.
It's peak.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah. I think I think this is going to be like the next Demon Slayer. People are going to be watching this, you know, until it finishes. So,
wow.
I think it's not because
that's another thing I planned on asking.
This isn't going to be a flop, that's for sure.
Okay. Because I was going to ask, you know, do you guys see this rivaling? And I do want to get also what you didn't like about it, if there was anything. But do you guys see this rivaling the JJKs of the world, the Demon Slayers, the My Hero Academia? I don't even know if I should put My Hero in that same. Huh?
That'll be tough, but I think it's possible, but it's going to be tough.
I think it's definitely going to happen. I feel like, unless they just, like, you know, don't do the story justice and they try to do their own thing, you know, I think this can get,
I think it's kind of like Hell's Paradise. It's gonna be, it's a solid show. No one's gonna take anything away from it, but the popularity of Jujutsu Kaisen, Naruto, like to be that status, it's something else. It takes on a level, like I think Triangle Frontier is a fucking phenomenal, perfect anime for what it is. But I don't think it's ever going to reach those heights of popularity. I think there's just maybe other factors involved too. Like,
yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean,
the marketing on Jujutsu Kaisen, those other guys, it's outcompete it.
So, like, out of the Dark Three, you know, like JJK, Chainsaw Man, Hell's Paradise, I feel like this show could slot in for Hell's Paradise a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Though. Yeah. Like, Hell's Paradise, like, this show can easily be replaced by another one upcoming versus the other two. I don't think so. Like, we can all agree that Hell's Paradise can be replaced. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it falls in the same.
I think Chainsaw Man could be replaced also by this.
Yeah, unfortunately, even though it's one of my favorites.
I think JJK is another monster. Like, you know, so I do agree in the sense of, like, popularity. JJK is playing in a whole different league. As far as presence, though, right? Like, this, when we first picked this anime up, I thought, like, it's going to be a cool anime. Like, what was the one we watched where the kid who's, it's a wonderful story, but I something of Kings, Ranking of Kings.
Ranking of Kings.
I really loved it, you know? And it wasn't a niche anime per se, the way Odd Taxi is. But it's not, like, anywhere close to... I wouldn't even say it's close to Hell's Paradise as far as, like, kind of popularity. It won't get that push that, like, Hell's Paradise, mm-hmm. Chainsaw Man will get. JJK is going to get it regardless because it's just so big.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's what I thought this was going to be. But this, to me, feels way bigger. And I don't know. I think... It, yeah, you saw that? My daughter just threw a pillow at my head.
Well, that's what the white thing was?
She keeps throwing it at me. Yeah.
That's love.
Yeah.
Others. Little monkey loaf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy. Sorry. There's been so many good animes coming out.
I do think, and I'm like, oh my god. I don't want to be, like, dramatic, right? But I do think that we may be in the midst of, like, a really big anime that's brewing.
Maybe.
Exactly.
Right, it depends. If season it opens two, on the next season. Next two
season seasons. Two, I agree. I do think it depends a lot. It hinges on season two. Like, if season two is better than season one, I think this shit's gonna blow up like crazy, dude.
You know what? I think you guys should watch Overlord. Rewatch it, BJ. I'm down to rewatch it as well and throw it in there. Because I feel like that was an anime that did had the same progress. The only reason to throw it out there is because I feel like it had the same progress. It was cooking up a great plot. And then the pacing kind of fucked up a little bit. I'm a big fan of, and you know, BJ, I'm a big fan of Overlord. But it's definitely not gonna meet those heights. But I feel like it had all the criteria to be there.
I see.
But they fucked up. I don't know what they fucked up. I think it was the pacing. The pacing in the third season. Same thing with Demon Slayer. Like, I felt like the third season really threw it off.
I felt like the character development was just a little slow for my taste. I think
the third season really fucking kills a lot of anime. Like, Demon Slayer, Overlord, the third season really killed it for me. Those two, like, they're not bad. It's just the pacing and the, like you said, BJ, the story, just nothing really developed. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, like, Aynes didn't really develop a whole lot. In what, 3-4 seasons? It's just, he's still trying to figure it out. So yeah, just the and like, here's solo leveling, like, we're getting a lot of character development with, you know,
that's what I'm saying, like, we got that in the first episode, season 2 of Overlord. We got a lot of good story development in the first
season. Yeah, and then it kind of just...
Second season as well. Second season was really good, too. You gotta watch it. But then the third season, it's like, that's where I've noticed animes struggle. The second season usually picks up pretty good on a good high.
I mean, we haven't gotten JJK's third season yet either.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I think the fact that JJK is interesting, right? Because a lot of people were critical of season two. Say hi, mama. Oh my goodness. A lot of people were A lot of people loved it. A lot of people were critical of season two. So some people said, hey, it was just fight scenes. A bunch of people died that we never really got attached to.
I didn't feel that way either.
I personally didn't feel that way. But
I saw an interesting take on that. Someone had this take where it's like, okay, JJK is just, you know, get to the next character and then kill him off. Like, they're going to introduce some new character and then he's going to get killed off. Like, that's the
theme of the story. And I hope that's not the case. Yeah, because then that's very cookie cutter. Mm-hmm. I hope that's not the case, you know.
Well, I mean, you can kind of say that about Attack on Titan.
It's become predictable. AOT? Really? Wow. That's disappointing to hear. I haven't watched it yet, right? So like, no, like, I mean, I haven't finished it.
It's like, you know, it was like meme central in this prime.
Oh, it was meme to death.
Yeah.
But and bringing it back to Solo Leveling,
the author of Attack on Titan literally said, like, in like 8 years ago when he was on the roll, he's like, "I want to make my fans cry. That makes me happy."
Jesus Christ. What a masochist.
No, dude, straight up, that's what he says. Like, I want everyone to suffer and cry. Like, that'll make me happy. That's my goal. But then it ended and he cried. So it was kind of ironic.
Oh my god. bringing it back to Solo Leveling, though, you know, it's exciting to think that we're on the, you know, just in the infancy stages of like really a big anime. We'll see where it goes. I think season one, they did a really good job. And if they keep building on this momentum, the fact that they already announced season two and we're not like, it's not this lingering, like, you know, thought like, oh, is it actually going to come back for another season? I think is really good.
Yeah, the trailer's out on Crunchyroll.
That rumor that it was approved for 6 seasons, I don't know if that's confirmed. I saw that. I didn't want to like talk about that if it wasn't true. But if it's true, then I mean,
I can see that.
I don't know, man. That's big.
I mean, the trailer's already out for season two.
It's big. I'm just hoping that they step away from the 12 episode season. I'm hoping for like a 24.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, I guess it's good and bad in that sense, because like if it's shorter seasons, it'll come out sooner, you know, but like, so like JJK went on like a 2 to 3 year hiatus, but they were, you know, doing design for like 24 episodes or whatever. So if we only have to wait a year for the next season, I'd be okay with that if it's like just, you know, 12 episodes. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Because I mean, how many episodes is Demon Slayer going to be? It's probably going to be.
Probably going to be cool.
Oh, you think so?
They might. I feel like they do this thing where they split a season into a half or whatever, and they give you half of it. You know,
and then another half.
Half of the arc, and then they do another arc. But yeah.
Let's now ask me. What did you guys, or now tell me, what did you guys not like about season one?
The same thing with like Jujutsu Kaisen. The pacing was a little off in the beginning, but after that, and Hell Paradise. I had a strong feeling that was going to be my only arc against it. And then after that, like said episode, after the fucking, that's like Scooby
Doo. What?
But after episode 7, it was pretty good.
Okay, besides, but you want to sit over here?
Fucking stupid.
I guess if there was any like,
okay, sit over here. I'll make it loud.
Yeah, I guess if there was like any parts I didn't like about the season, it's there just that they had a recap so soon.
You know, but what hurts me about
other than that, like,
because they could
have, I
just
didn't have anything I didn't like about this season.
Just to piggyback off BJ, it's like the manhwa. I know it covers more than what they showed, so they could have just gone more into detail in the show. From the webtoon, instead of show fucking, instead of just show fucking filler, but
I see what you're saying. It. Yeah, it was a wasted episode, right? Because it's like
still so early on.
I mean, if they wanted to give us backstory no jutsu, like they could have done that instead of a recap.
Backstory no jutsu would have been better, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
On one of the
give us a mini episode on Jujutsu Island or whatever it's called. You know, like
Jeju Island, or show me
some,
or
of those
even like the Prime Minister or the different, you know, guild masters
chairman
or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, like
there's so much to go off.
That's my biggest thing. So I really enjoyed the season. I'm looking forward to season two. But the one thing I didn't like was, I also guess it's the design of the 12 episode format doesn't allow for you got to focus in on a storyline and on certain characters, you know, because if not, then it's just like this disparate story that doesn't make any sense. It's all over the place. But I do wish they went into some of the other characters a little bit more, like, the redhead dudes. I'm still not very clear on how strong they are. I wish we would have got a little more of them, like the other S hunters as well. Like, on one of them. And the reason I say that is because I want to think that there is a nemesis out there for Jinwoo, aside from...
Oh, like dungeons and monsters and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah.
I have no doubt that he does. I think somebody's from the Red Clan or whatever. I'm just going to call him the Red Clan. It's Red Rizzo in my eyes.
Oh, yeah. No, have to... Definitely his enemy is going to be Jun Su.
For sure.
But that's gonna be like a boss, though. I'm saying, like, I'm pretty sure he does have like an.
Like a dude that could rival him, right? Like a.
But in the red.
Yeah.
No, that Hunsuka is just a psychopath. He's just a murderous, greedy psychopath. That's different. But I agree with you. He's definitely gonna try to kill him.
Oh yeah, sure.
He's gonna try to kill him. It's gonna be an epic battle, but he's gonna lose to Jinwoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, I want to see one where like. Yeah.
Like a Dio and JoJo.
That'll be crazy.
Like a
supposed E rank stomps an S rank hunter. Yeah, right? That would be crazy.
That's quite the headline.
Well, supposed.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
It's like those guys in the World Cup that come from fucking Africa and they're 30 years old and be like, well, I don't have a death record and I'm fucking kind of playing the under 18 World Cup.
And it's like, they always win, but it never translates to the you know, what is it? The standard national men.
What happened with Freddie? I know. That fool's supposedly 12. He's like, oh, he's 18. Motherfucker.
Yeah. It's true. Like, they always do so. You know, anyways, that's a whole nother story. But that was my only thing. You know, I'm understanding that it's 12 episodes. You do have to honestly focus in on what's going to, one, gain you the most engagement. Two, that you could do the best job of fleshing out and also telling. Because it's like, there's no point in focusing on other characters that are not your main characters, because then it's like, well, who would do that? That's idiotic.
Halo does it.
Halo. Does it entire season. Okay, never mind. I stand corrected.
No, it's idiotic. It's trash. It's fucking idiots. So whatever. I agree with you is what I'm trying to say. But who would do that?
Yeah, no.
Just throw out the name. Some dumbasses with the artistic take on it. Let me put the main story on this side character NPC that no one gives a fuck about.
Yeah, exactly. You do that and then it goes to shit, right?
Yep.
So, man, it sucks that the season one's coming to an end, and we'll have to wait and see when season two comes out. Hopefully,
if the trailer's out, I'm assuming fall.
You think fall?
I think it's going to be like every 6 months.
I feel like if it's only 12 episodes, I don't think that's unreasonable.
Well, who's animating this again? It's not Mappa, is it?
Good question. Well, hell no.
It's not like the story's not already made. Like, you know, the story's already made. So all they have to do now,
Attack on Titan was already made, but how long do we wait for that?
Don't throw that out there. Don't throw that energy out there, bro. I don't want to wait 8 years for the show then.
Right.
Oh my god.
And it's only 4 seasons. Like, that's the worst part. Like, it's different when it's One Piece and you have a new season every fucking month coming out, but like, when you're waiting 8 years for a show to finish, dude, please don't do that again.
Okay.
I don't want to be 50 years old waiting for the show to end.
And it's not season 4. Okay, so A1 Pictures is a studio in A1 Pictures. Some of their more notable ones is Sword Art Online, Fairy Tale. So I don't know if this is good or encouraging or what, right? So Sword Art Online, Fairy That's Tale.
Good. That's good anime.
Well, I would say Fairy Tale was good. It's a little polarizing. I agree.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It did lose momentum.
Seven Deadly Sins.
That's not on them, though. That's the director and the fucking... That's not the animation team, though. I won't blame them for that. That's the director's take, and they really do. They really did fuck it up. Unfortunately, they just chose the wrong show to fucking line up with. Yeah, all those shows that Irvin mentioned were all shows with great potential that fucking flopped.
I doubt Solo Leveling's gonna flop, though.
Yeah, I hope not. Because Sword Art was amazing, but it did make a comeback, in my opinion, with the final two seasons.
Oh, Alanization.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like it made a comeback, but the ones in between really did ruin that first two seasons, those first two seasons.
I see.
Same thing with fucking Seven Deadly Sins. Awesome start, and then fucking just went down.
Awesome start, dude.
Escanor was my boy, dude.
Loved it. I also loved the scene where, man, it's been so long. I gotta pull it up now.
The fact that he made his own fucking, whatever he calls, testament or whatever, work against him. I'm like, this bad son of a bitch.
Okay, when Meliodas is getting killed by his brother.
Which brother?
I forget his name.
The big one or the one that kind of looks like him?
No, the big one.
Yeah, that's where he's like, came in and fucked him up.
Yeah, Escanor fucked him up. And Bon is like going crazy trying to stop him. I don't know if you remember that scene. It's like
the mortal body just kept on fucking burning up.
He's like stabbing him in the heart. He's telling him, like, you know, he's got to stab him. He's got seven hearts, I think. What was his brother's name? Let me see.
Okay, they made Erase, Grimgar, Fantasy of Ash.
That one was okay too.
They also made Your Lie in April.
That was a good one.
They made Magi or Magi. That one's nice.
Magi? Ooh, I love Magi.
Yeah, Magi's a really good story.
Yeah, I love those two stories. I love them in three seasons.
So,
oh, they made Darling in the Franks.
Really? Okay. Oh, they're good anime guys.
Yeah, they've got some good stuff on their roster. Yeah.
No, okay, so they just got from an animation perspective. Animation perspective, we'll be all right. So, hey man, I've got high hopes for it. I hope it does well. The question now was, what anime are we watching next? All right,
Kaiju number 8. That's what Kaiju I'm suggesting. Number 8.
Let's do that one. Let's stick one with like the
gaming. I've been reading the manga and it's pretty good. I like it.
Is it okay?
Yeah, the story is pretty interesting.
So that's coming out. It's crazy. It's already April.
Yeah, that one's Solo April Leveling 13th.
Solo Leveling came out, what? January?
Yeah, January. Like,
January what? I forget. But it's already, it flew by.
Yep.
I think it was like January 20th or 13th.
January 7th. That's when it aired.
What?
Yeah.
How crazy is that, dude? And it's April, so... We'll probably watch Kaiju number 8 and Demon Slayer in parallel. Just because, I mean, that's going to be, I'm excited to see what Demon Slayer cooks up, especially after that movie. And Kaiju number 8, dude, going into it the way I did with Solo Leveling, I have no idea. Like,
that's what
what's that?
Me too. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, me too. I have no idea what I'm getting into. So I'm
want to keep it better.
You know? Yeah, me too. This was a good experience, I think. Solo Leveling. It was a pleasant surprise. What's that? Get Goblin Slayer.
I wanted BJ's reaction. That catches everyone by surprise.
BJ will be out next week because he's going to... he'll be in Japan. He'll be in the promised land.
I will, mate.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you don't raise your penis at the penis ritual.
Yeah. So,
make sure you get that.
What's on the docket, dude? What do you got planned? What's on the itinerary?
I'm serious. Go to that fucking big dick picture statue. It's a real thing. Go and get that blessing.
Okay, I'm going to. They got a
festival there.
It is
going
a festival.
I'm going to go to Tokyo first for 2 days. Shoot over to Osaka for 4. 1 day in Nara. 4 more days in Kyoto, and then finish it off 3 more days in Tokyo. So I'm going to go on that loop, the kind of the golden route a little bit.
Yeah. The
first time.
Japan Tourist Starter Pack.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's good. Like, you have to do those. Like, you know what? You have to. And honestly, every time I've gone back, that's what I've done too. Those are the same spots I've hit up.
You have to rub the Honen Matsuri. There you go.
Honen Matsuri.
Okay.
Paul can't wait to get his hands on that.
I'm going
to
jump on it. I'm gonna ride that shit like Miley Cyrus. Like, let's go. Give me all that.
This, man, okay. This fool's on that Diddy, on that Diddy wave, bro. That
Diddy, no Diddy, bro.
All right. No, but do you got plans of like going to Akihabara, like Shinjuku, Shibuya, like?
Yeah, we're gonna stay in Shinjuku. Pretty much. Both times we're in Tokyo, we'll stay in Shinjuku. But yeah, we plan to go like Akihabara, Ueno, Asakusa, you know, a few of those places. Shibuya, of course.
Harajuku. Yeah. Harajuku is like the super like trendy, like everyone. You could see people there in some trendy streetwear, mm-hmm. but also in mm-hmm. cosplay. Like it's a pretty cool spot. They've got really good cafes. They got a beautiful soccer store there that I went to and bought something. Mm. Shibuya has the that futsal field, that indoor soccer field is very popular. Rooftop. Like it's like a rooftop one. Mm. They got right in front of Harajuku Station. They've got that, I forget what park it is.
Have you guys tried tried the takoyaki in Japan?
Yes, I have.
Is it different?
It's good. I haven't tried it here, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay. Mm. Those are really good. It used to be really good. My Japanese friend said it used to be really authentic, but I can't say as of now. It was called Orochi in Sunnyvale. Hmm. Like actual Japanese people serving you and making you the food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's really good. It's that you're going to see everywhere in Osaka.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
that's what I want to do.
Yeah, they're so good. Like when you're out there, obviously you're gonna go to Dotonbori, which is like
we're staying the most 2 blocks from there, I think.
You wanna get some karage chicken.
The karage is really good. The sushi's so good.
Sashimi, I can only imagine how good it is over there, all that shit.
The sashimi. And also when you're in Osaka, try the the okonomiyaki. So it's in Osaka in
Happy Easter.
Thank you. The okonomiyaki is it's an Osaka pancake. So
I've seen that. It's like an onion pancake.
Exactly. But yes, the standard one, yes, onion, and it's got like
That's my go-to.
It's crazy. Yeah,
the green onion pancakes. I love those.
Yeah, okay, it's really good.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check all those out.
Yeah, nah, you're gonna have a blast, dude.
Japan where originates the soup dumpling?
I think that's China.
Yeah. That's China.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, alrighty, boys, we'll end it there. We'll touch base next week. Next week it'll be just Paul and I. Paul's got some good stuff for us to watch, so be on the lookout for that. He's going to recommend a few things.
Look forward, dropping already. We're going to watch that movie.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be great. You're going to enjoy it. Sword of a Stranger. It's a great movie.
Okay, there it is. Dude.
Short, Sword simple, of a historical. Fucking dope.
Is that the one I watched? Sword of a Stranger.
Sword of a Stranger.
It's got like the Samurai Champloo vibes a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You're right. It does have that feel. Not like the...
Yeah, a little bit of the animation style.
Dude, I watched this. I loved it. I really liked it. So, let's talk. But we never talked about it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, see you, BJ.
All right, BJ. Later, dude. Let's,
thank you.
We never talked about it.
Just stay on so we can close it, so we can upload.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. We'll be back next week. Later.